different one, hey.
Oh, we're changing it up. I love it. I love it.
Where are the workers to be? Bonnie and Jean. I'm Jean Lance, and the beautiful redhead is
Bonnie Mathias. Good morning.
We like to start off the workers' beat with things you can do. We like to let you know that everything is from the point of view of working families.
Yes.
And some things are already coming up. You can pick it with the Teamsters, Local 997 at Molson Coors. It's, the sign says Miller on top of the factory. And there's two big entrances at 7412 South Freeway in Fort Worth. You can do that every day, Monday through Saturday. On March the 30th at 4 p.m., that's the day, the Palestinian Land Day. It will be a rally at the Grassy Knoll, 411 Elm in Dallas. On April the 3rd at 12:30, the Dallas chapter of the Texas Alliance for Retired Americans meets at 334 Center. Everyone is invited. On April the 3rd at 7 p.m., the national webinar on peace in the Philippines. You have to contact the Dallas Center for Peace and Justice. April the 4th, last day to register to vote for the May 4th elections. April the 18th at 7:30 p.m., the Central Labor Council meeting for all affiliated AFL-CIO members at 1408 North Washington. April the 20th at 9:30 to 4:30, this is all day, teach-in for Neighborhood Environmental Justice at Friendship West Baptist Church, 2020 West Wheatland Road. April the 21st from 2 to 4 p.m., Environmental Justice Rally at Fish Trap Lake Park, 2400 Singleton. Is this something you're in on, Bonnie?
That's actually the Earth Day celebrations, mm-hmm. and that's being headed up by Downwinders at Risk, and I believe Southern Sector Rising will be involved as well. So,
but I've never seen a rally at Fish Trap Lake.
Well,
it's a nice place.
I've heard. I'll actually be in California that weekend.
So you won't be here.
I won't be here.
Okay, sorry. Well, they're also having nonviolent civil disobedience training the next day on April 22nd.
Good.
So a rally at Fish Trap Lake, that ought to be interesting for everybody, because if you go a little bit north at the north end of the park for Fish Trap Lake, you will find the old cemetery for La Reunion settlers, which were people from Europe who came to this area in 1850 or so, and they had a socialist commune on the top of the hill from there. If you went from there, you just went straight uphill up to the area of Colorado and Hampton, you'd see where a lot of the early settlers from this area came, and they were advanced thinkers. They were educated people, and they were, a lot of them were artists, and they had the first piano, I believe, and they had musical instruments, and they believed that they were going to set up a wine producing area there, which they finally did, but by then it was in Grapevine. So
they moved.
They lived there in peace and harmony, not very successfully, but at least they lived there until the Civil War, when all of the free thinkers from Europe found themselves in hot water because the Confederacy demanded that they join the Confederate Army, and they were, of course, against slavery.
Yeah.
So they all moved to Dallas. Most of them moved to Dallas. Wow. And set up headquarters in what we now call East Dallas, which is still a progressive part of the city.
Yes, it is.
So it's very interesting, and their graves are right there at the right by that park.
Fish Trap Park.
Take a little look over the cemetery. You can call us.
That's
at 972-647-1893. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hello?
Oh, morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, morning. This is David out in California. Hey, I'm thinking in terms of unions, and Paxton's anti-abortion stance.
You're in California and you're following Paxton? That's cool.
Oh, yeah. I loved him.
He's infamous, isn't he? He's known everywhere.
If you think about municipal bonds and you think about a corrupt attorney general, Uh-huh. The state of Texas has got to be losing billions of dollars a day by people not wanting to invest in Texas if you've got a corrupt attorney general.
Do you think?
Because how many contracts could he screw up?
I'm wondering about that. But, you know, I think that his friends in corporate America are probably investing in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're getting further to the right all the time. What did you think about it when our attorney general got a little tap on the wrist over his fraud charges?
Well, I was paying attention to it, and that's when I started calling up the Texas shows, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Did you think that was fair? Do you think we have a fair justice system? Fair for everyone?
In Texas, you don't, because you remember taxation with representation means that you get a congressional district that is manageable.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for your opinion. And we got a caller from California. That was pretty neat. So we have callers. We have listeners all over the world, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
So a lot of them are hesitant to call in because it costs a lot to call across the Atlantic. 972-647-1893 if you want to call and give us your opinion. What did you think? Bonnie, give us your opinion about what's going on with the Attorney General, the highest law enforcement officer in the state of Texas.
Well, yeah, he got away with it. What did he get? $5,000 fine? Is that what it was? Yeah. Securities fraud. This is a case that's been going on, a federal case, federal securities fraud, that's been going on for 9 years.
He was able to put it off for 9 years.
Yeah, he's a sycophant of the Trump way of doing things, which means delay, 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 delay. Mm-hmm. So he got delayed right on down. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Happy Ladies' Day, Women's Day.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Imani. How you doing, Jimmy?
Good, thanks.
Okay.
Man, I've been, you know how long I've been listening to y'all's show?
A long time, I guess, yeah.
From the conception. You know how much money I put in this show?
How much? I know you donate every time.
I'm doing a calculation like I'm doing this morning, Bonnie. Especially you, Bonnie. We have a think tank, and it's called Powernomics Think Tank. For jobs and justice. And what we did, we looked at the figures, data. Mm-hmm. Our people don't like to read, they don't like to look at data, and that's why they just vote. And a lot of our young people telling me this, they said, by the way, I want to wish my mother, who is 96 years old, happy birthday, Bessie L. Fowler.
Happy birthday,
happy
Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
And all you veterans, Vietnam veterans, are getting with me. We want to thank you for your service, but we want to thank you for making it home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a veteran, Army Navy. But I'm really concerned. We did our survey, and we looked at how many voters we have, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked the young people out there, why don't they vote? Because I've been voting since I'm 76, and I've been voting since I was 21. My daddy would beat me if I didn't.
I've seen you. You don't even look 40.
Well, thank you. God's good to me and my mom.
Uh-huh.
I got a beautiful mother. I'm going to go swimming in a minute. But I want to tell my people out here, all of us, that young people saying to me and our Powernomics Corporation, they said we don't vote because we don't have nobody to vote for.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't vote this time, they ain't ever going to get to vote again. So there you go.
I heard yesterday. The president of the...
Y'all going to talk over me. I see that, right?
Well, I just want to say
I'm
one thing.
To tell you something.
The president... Let me just say one thing, because I want to get your response. The president of the Texas Alliance for Retired Americans in Austin said yesterday that 18% of the voters have already elected 40% of the Texas legislature. What do you think of that?
Well... What we see, one thing, Randy, thank you, Randy, for giving us figures of the state. See, we do math. We don't just vote ignorant. So, Randy said something. What they're doing, these are nothing but white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
That president, that governor, nothing. All he needs to do is put a sheet over his face, him and Donald Trump. So, they nothing but modern day supremacists. They're white supremacists, and what they did, here's what we saw. The young people said, why would we vote? And they just gave $1.2 trillion to, you know, the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And they got to hire the same people to block, to build a wall and wall themselves out.
Yeah, they're trying to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're getting played. The young people say we're getting played.
But so if they don't vote, it's going to be worse. Yeah, just tell them that.
I want to say something too, Imani. It's true that the developers are going to try to hire the same people, the same white people. But it is also true that the unions are fighting it hard.
That's right.
We are trying very hard to get that money distributed equally.
Yep.
Go ahead.
We have another caller.
Okay, we got another call.
Uh-huh.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh, okay, I don't know. This is Patricia Ward. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I've been listening to your show this morning. I was actually calling to get Randy's number for Flurry.
You're gonna join Randy?
Yeah, for plumbing, but I do want to make a comment.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking the same thing he was about. Why we don't get to come together and indict Abbott, because what he's doing is so wrong.
Yeah.
About the holding the hospice, the school vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, it's unconstitutional.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
right.
I'm like, why can't we just indict them?
Yeah, I don't think they care anything about the law. They just care about their power.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. so.
And money. Patricia, if you want somebody's phone number, they won't. The station won't give it out. If you want to give out your number, you can give your number out, and I'm sure Randy's listening. He'll probably write it down.
Or you can leave it with Pierre, and when Randy calls, we can give it to him.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
817.
Hold on. 817.
938. 0120.
Okay.
0130. 2.
Okay, say 0120. Okay, say it one more time. 817.
938.
0120.
Got it. Okay, I got it. And I'm sure Randy got it too. And you can call us.
I got it. Ha ha.
Now you can call us too at 972-647.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you.
All right.
All right, girl. Have a good day. Happy Easter.
Here's what the Dallas Morning News editor said about Paxton. They said, quote, what Paxton latest win says about our justice system, quote, there's clearly one for the everyday Texan and another for the rich and powerful.
Well, that's
another
what it looks
justice
like.
System.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning, Miss Bonnie, Mr. Gene.
Good morning, girl. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just talking to you. What's going on?
Trying to make it through, living the dream.
Right on. You know, all this picket line with the Miller, I guess we're going to have to take it down to the Budweiser so that it makes you wiser after you're drinking the Bud.
There you go. Whatever works, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I am shocked with this Paxton. I guess if one person can get away with everything, then everybody can get away with everything.
Yeah. Sure looks like it. But
it looks like our justice system is just a joke, doesn't it?
Yes, it's just actually it lacks, and they need to do a better perspective and a better job of their faulties. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not even considering he did wrongdoing, and right. That's just wrong.
Yeah,
all the way around, from left to right, right to left. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
You're right.
It's just wrong.
That's why Bonnie keeps telling everybody to vote.
Vote, because if you don't vote, it won't change.
I do vote.
I know you
good
do.
For you.
I'm also a volunteer at the voters. You know?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. You're so good. Excellent.
I sit for 12 hours, but during my downtime. I vote.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. We can always use election workers. Tarrant County, Dallas County, Collin County, every county can use election workers.
Okay, you better sum it up because we got some people waiting.
Okay, Okay, well, thank you. You guys have a wonderful, happy Easter. Okay?
Thank you, bye-bye. Girl. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, I just want to make some comments. Mm-hmm. I've been on hold with the other show for 6 minutes. That guy let him talk. Number two, there should be a time limit. Next thing I want to say is, yes, I worked the poll this time.
Uh-huh.
First time, it would take 30 days for you to get paid.
Wow.
Next thing is, I want a guy call in this morning and said that our governor is like George Wallace, and he never lied. We have a George Wallace as a governor.
Yeah.
Last and final thing I want to say, we have a guy running in Duncanville as the mayor named Mark Cooks. We got a Hispanic guy running as a Republican, bragging about he is a Trump supporter. People, go out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Vote.
That's,
thank you.
That's May the 4th, y'all. Everybody wake up. May the 4th. Early voting starts April 22nd.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hello?
Yes, this is Sandra Crenshaw.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I hope that everyone listened to Vincent Jones, State Representative Vincent Jones, for people who don't feel that we are fighting back, because any time you have held the governor four sessions in a row, that's fighting back.
That's right.
And also, he also said that the only way that you can change is if you vote in November, vote him out.
Mm-hmm.
In the November election. And
he's not on the ballot in the November election, but
no,
there's
No. I said not this November, but you can vote him out in the November ballot, which will be 2027.
No, I believe it'll be 2026.
Okay.
Before he's up.
Yeah, because he just got reelected.
Yeah, but if we don't vote this time, we ain't going to have no more elections. So that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to say that since I talked with Leon this morning, I've looked up the situation with the Louisville ISD teacher, and he has resigned.
Yes, he did, because of the crazy outcry. From there was a dress-up day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was a dress-up day. And the parents in that school district lost their ever-loving minds and forced that man to resign. They should be ashamed of themselves, every one of them.
They really should have. Because even his students encouraged him to come dressed up as a woman. But the district said he had the right to come dressed any way he wanted to come dressed.
But the parents, the crazy white, cringeworthy parents, went nuts, lost their minds, and the man resigned.
No.
So here we are.
No,
did he sue them?
You didn't hear Abbott?
Oh, yes, I heard what he said. He's just
what he said.
Yeah, I know what he said. Oh, that's why we need to have charter, so you can send your kids wherever you want to.
There you
Girl,
go.
Thanks for calling, but we got to take a break. Thanks.
We're back on the Workers' Beat. The number's 972-647-1893. We were talking about someone being unjustly fired from the school district.
Uh-huh.
And there is a little bit of justice somewhere, because Crystal Mason has been declared innocent. Crystal Mason, some time ago, I think it was like 5 years ago, she was accused of illegal voting. And all of these crazy voter fraud people that keep saying that all
Ken
the elections
Paxton.
Are crooked, like Ken Paxton. They all demanded that she get a heavy prison sentence.
So
all she did was make a mistake. She was not off of her paper, she tried to vote.
Right, and she voted provisionally.
She didn't even vote. She voted provisionally,
which didn't even count.
Just didn't count.
No,
but she wasn't sure. But so anyway, she thought she could vote.
Yep.
but she wasn't off of her paper. So they gave her a 5-year prison sentence, and now they have said she is innocent. Meantime, a federal judge in Georgia has found that a Republican official who was one of the ones hollering about voter fraud, that the 2020 election was stolen, he kept saying, he was found to have voted illegally nine times. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
No, there's nobody there.
Did we lose
there.
Them? They
nobody
were there a minute
was,
ago.
No, they didn't stay. They just hung up.
You better give the number.
972-647-1893. And what happened to that legislator in Georgia?
As far as nothing. I know, nothing.
But you know, that woman over in Fort Worth, she was black. So there
she
you go.
She was black.
There you, see,
she still is.
Yeah, oh yeah, she is. She still is black.
The difference now is that she's innocent.
That's right. But
whereas
she did
before,
spend the
they
woman,
made they made a martyr out of her because they wanted to try to prove that there was a lot of voter fraud.
Yep.
And they found one innocent person and crucified her. I hope she sues their pants off.
I hope she does too.
972-647-1893. And I hope that school teacher who got arrested for dressing up on dress up day.
No, he didn't get arrested.
Got fired.
He resigned.
Oh, he was forced to resign.
Yeah, because, you know, he just didn't want to hear it anymore.
I hope he sues their pants off.
I hope he does too. It's disgusting.
972-647-1893. There's a cryptocurrency guy who was arrested for fraud, and he got...
He's going to prison.
25 years in prison.
25 years.
I wonder if he'll ever go, because he had millions and millions of dollars stacked up that he actually took away from people on this cryptocurrency fraud.
Doesn't look good for him.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
I want to say something else about justice. This ain't justice.
No.
Texas colleges risk millions in state funding if they even have anything that even looks like diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. That is terrible, and I appreciate Marcella Rodriguez of the Dallas News for letting us know. That was a terrible, terrible thing.
This man is out of his mind. Do you hear it? Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
We got friends coming in from the East Coast for some family things that are going on in my wife's family. And I'm sure they are scared to
I'm
be in
sure
Texas.
I would be, too. They don't have brown eyes, do they?
Thank goodness they don't have brown eyes.
Okay, all right. That's
972-647-1893. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON, and thanks for waiting.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Gene, Bonnie, how you doing?
Good morning. Right. Good.
Hey, just heard you guys just tune in. That guy that wore that dress to school, dressed as a lady, man, idea just came to mind, business idea. I'm going to try to get a hold of that dress, try to auction that thing off.
You might be able to make some money, right?
Are you going to make money for yourself out of there, or what?
Maybe help that guy since he resigned?
I would like to, take it, maybe make some money and donate the money. To a worthy cause.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, make it be the Gene and Bunny cause. Y'all do a lot of good stuff down there.
Well, I'd like to see that man get his job back with none of the crap that he put up with before he lost it.
You know what we ought to do? How about this if you're talking about trying to help? Why don't all of us men dress up like women one day and just flounce around?
Gene, you know, you just made something cross my mind. You know, it's once here in the Dallas area, the men come and get on their city buses with their undershorts on.
I don't want to see all that.
But what would be the point of it? I don't get it.
No, their underwear is hanging out.
They do that about once a year here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. They do. Yeah.
Don't you and Bonnie do that?
No, I can't.
Listen, if I'm seen, it'll scare the dogs and the pets along the way.
Well, I don't want
to. There's a lesson to be learned here.
Yeah.
Don't ever listen when somebody thinks up something else for you to do.
For you to do, right?
Hey, be good. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
Thank you. And that's a good idea about auctioning off that dress.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Maybe we could, you know, get that dress, auction it off, give the money to that guy since he resigned his job, and help him maybe find another job where he would be appreciated.
Talking about justice, next Benedict was a teenage girl, she's Choctaw, who was bullied and beaten in a Tulsa school bathroom. They cracked her head on the floor.
Yeah.
the authorities have now announced that she committed suicide.
Mm. That's funny because the medical examiner found multiple contusions, possibly a fractured skull. Mm-hmm. The child was seen at the emergency room and sent home. Mm-hmm.
She died.
And then they died.
And the authorities have announced now, nobody's going to get sued over this.
She committed suicide. She committed suicide, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her parents are pretty furious, and they're going to sue, I think.
I think they absolutely should sue. I think that those young women that had this person in the bathroom and beat them should be severely punished.
972-647-1893. The station just loves it when you call.
We do.
If you have a Starbucks cup that was made by Nestle, turn it in for a refund because it will break and scald you, or it might break and scald you. Bonnie just checked hers. It's not
mine's,
made by Nestle.
No, mine's stainless steel, so I think I'm pretty safe.
Okay, so if you have a Starbucks cup made by Nestle. But the good news is that we got another Starbucks organized, and it was those people up there in Denton. There's this guy that calls from Denton all the time. You don't remember
Hatton.
Joshua?
Yes, Josh Hatton.
And apparently they helped. And we got another Starbucks, and that makes 20 in Texas.
Oh,
it's very good.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
And the Starbucks management has finally agreed to negotiate.
Yeah.
And set up a system for them to negotiate. I don't know how it's all going to come out, but it's pretty good.
But it's a start. It's a start.
And here's the latest update on SB4. So far, they're just holding it. It's on hold. It's in the Fifth Circuit District in New Orleans. They have not ruled on whether or not it is legal. But I have never seen anything good come out of the Fifth Circuit. So we're kind of holding our breath. I assume that they are going to, sooner or later, validate this crazy law, which means that you have to prove you are a citizen anytime any authority nabs you. So in other words, you're walking down the street, somebody pulls you over and he says, you look like a Haitian to me, and you have to prove you don't have a driver's license with you, you're in a heap of trouble. So, and all of the law enforcement people are trying to figure out how they're going to do this.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't necessarily support it.
Because this, immigration laws are enforced by the federal government, not state government.
That's the way it is now.
That's the way it is now. And these.
But they change stuff all the time, Bonnie. It used to be that a woman had a right to make her own decisions about her own body.
Yeah, my husband and I were talking. Women now have less rights than I did when I graduated from high school almost 50 years ago.
So they're taking them away.
Yes. We cannot. That's why you have to vote. And if you know young people that are talking about not voting, tell them to wake up and smell the coffee.
Because
if you don't vote, you're going to elect the wrong people.
And we're in serious trouble for this particular year because there could very well be an end to voting, as Bonnie mentioned a while ago, just barely mentioned. But why did you say, Bonnie, that this may be the last election?
Because if you will, Project 2025, that is the plan that the Heritage Foundation has for the United States if Trump gets elected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Vernell. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
On the show. Don't you think that Hot Wheels is performing to become VP?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Okay. I'm waiting for him to jump up out of that chair and scream hallelujah or something. I don't know.
Yeah. He's trying to show that he's a tough guy.
Ooh. Yeah, just because I'm on.
Yes. And I'm so glad that Representative Jones was there to clarify some things. They have worked diligently.
Yes.
They did a great job keeping him from getting that voucher program.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. We got to give our Democrats and many Republicans rural areas they do not want voucher programs because it's going to hurt them worse than anybody.
anybody, instead of giving these schools allocated funds that they should have
right.
out of this surplus,
yep.
there's not going to be enough money to cover a private school. $8,000 is not going to cover that tuition.
That's all that is just a tip for the rich people that send their kids to private school.
Mm-hmm. And they don't want it. They say they don't want charity.
Well, they don't need it. You know, this is, and I got to say something about the guy that called in earlier about the $30 million surplus.
Thank you. He don't understand.
No. It's a surplus that the governor has been sitting on for years. It's called the Rainy Day Fund.
It's fine. It's $5,000.
That's right. And yes, instead of giving tax breaks and I'm sorry, lowering property taxes, why don't we use that money to keep the property taxes at the level that they are and give the schools some money so they can actually operate efficiently?
Give those teachers a decent raise.
Oh, my God.
A raise. We shouldn't have to vote on that. That should be automatic. Give them some money. They
Amen.
Deserve it.
Amen.
And put some monies into these schools so that they can operate functionally and the children can learn. Take away the STARS test. Let them learn. Let the teachers teach. Mm-hmm. Stay out of the classroom.
Amen.
Right
Amen.
On, sister. Right on.
You got it, sister. Okay.
What
Thank
else you got?
You very
that,
much.
That's great stuff.
You go, girl.
And also, are you aware that there are 69,000 millionaires and billionaires in Dallas?
Damn.
No kidding.
Wow.
69,000.
Wow.
69,000.
Well, we shouldn't have any poor people then, should we?
They sell more. I think they sell more of those Italian sports cars, the ones that cost $500,000. I think they sell more of them here than anywhere.
Anywhere.
That's crazy. I keep seeing, I saw a red one, I've seen a yellow one. I'm like, really, y'all? Really? Yeah. Have you hit a pothole in one of them suckers? That's all I want to know.
They don't have them over there in their
county. Oh, I've seen them over in Oaklawn. I'm like, have y'all, are y'all crazy? Have you driven these streets?
Nope.
It's not going to be pretty.
But they can take that one home and take out the other one.
Oh, well, yeah, that's probably true. That's okay. They just trade that one in and get another one. There you go.
And get another one. Get
All right. Thank you for calling 972-647-1893. And I want to say
Thank
something
you.
Else about justice. Justice has never been very good here.
Yep.
1853, Jane Elkins was hanged.
Yeah.
She apparently killed a man named John Wisdom. And according to the file, to the transcript of the trial, she never said a word. I don't believe that. I believe that a woman had the nerve to kill a slaveholder. She was a slave.
Mm-hmm.
If she had the nerve to kill the slaveholder, surely she had the nerve to speak up at her trial.
I'll bet she did speak up, but I'll bet they just didn't. They didn't bother recording it.
So we have a play. It's a very short play called "The Trial of Jane Elkins." It will be performed this Wednesday at the Texas Alliance for Retired Americans meeting at 12:30 at 334 Center Street. We're going to perform that short play and just see what Jane Elkins really said in the trial, because she must have said something. It ain't right to just put down that Jane Elkins was just a nobody that didn't say anything. She's the first woman hanged in Texas, or at least officially hanged, and she was hanged for murder. But what did Mr. John Wisdom do before she killed him? That's what we want to deal with in this play. And maybe it's possible that we can put this play on at other places too.
Sure.
It's The Trial of Jane Elkins. It's time to straighten out some of this historical falsity, some things that have been false all along, especially about the period before and during the Civil War. Nobody seems to know anything about it because Dallas history just don't cover it.
You can catch a little of it in White Metropolis. It'll help you.
White Metropolis is an excellent book.
It'll help you kind of see how things haven't changed. I shouldn't.
But it makes you wonder about the whole justice system, especially when the chief guy who is supposed to be enforcing the law.
He's a crook.
Bonnie says he's a crook.
Well,
972.
I mean, Let's get real, dude. He really is a crook. I mean, seriously.
Give out the phone number.
972-647-1893.
What's fair and what's not? Well, people used to count on what they call the fourth estate. They would say no matter how crooked people are in the government, you can always straighten them out because you got this fair system of reporting that the journalists will let the people know when there's bad things going on. Unfortunately, that is no longer the case. Six corporations control 90% of the information that you hear. Everything that the bosses, everything that you hear or see, movies, books, it all comes directly from the bosses, or it got approved by the bosses before it ever got to you. So the fourth estate is no longer going to rectify the problems in the government. 972-647-1893. You can say what you want to here, yep, because we don't belong to no corporations.
We don't belong to nobody. That's right.
We don't need no stinking.
We don't need no stinking corporations.
972-647-1893. We've had some really good callers today.
Although we do have to take a break.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hello.
Hey, Gene, will you give the address again where that play is going to be?
Where the play is going to be. Okay, this is going to be the first performance, but we are hoping to have more performances. And if you have a venue and you want to have it performed, you know, just let me know. 972-647-1893.
Tell him where the meeting is.
Okay, it's going to be at 334 Center Street, which is the Teachers Hall. It's the meeting of the Texas Alliance for Retired Americans, which invites everybody to come. It's at 12:30 on Wednesday, 334 Center Street in Oak Cliff, and that's on the corner of Center and Bishop. This is the Alliance for Retired Americans is a great organization.
Yes, it is.
I think they're also going to have a visit from Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett.
What?
Because she's got a 100% voting record with with retirees. And they're going to give her a hero award.
Oh, that's so cool.
What else you got, brother?
Hey, thank you, Gene. I'll see you there.
Excellent.
Matter of fact, I'll probably be trying to hook up some venues for you guys to do that play at some other places.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Sounds wonderful. Do you have a special interest in Jane Elkins?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In addition to that, the African American Heritage Center, I'm quite sure would like to have that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You're right.
Now, for 100 years, they didn't pay any attention, or 150 years, they didn't pay any attention to Jane Elkins at all. It was just as if she was not there.
Yeah.
And they didn't write down anything that she said during the trial. So we don't know what she said. And so that's why I wrote the play.
Hey, look, oh, you wrote that?
Yeah, he wrote it.
Hey, Gene, you're not just a little old bump in the road there.
That's right.
You know, real quick, hey, Gene, you know, Donald Trump has been doing a lot of mess trying to upset the judge, talking about his daughter and what have you.
Isn't that awful?
Now, that's contempt. He could be charged for that. Now, nothing has been done to him. And talking about the privilege of white men. Now, there was a lady fell asleep. She dozed off in a court trial down in Florida some years ago, and they charged, put a heavy fine on her for just dozing off. Now, Trump, and all this crazy stuff he's done, threatening people out, whatever. Man, white men get a break in America. Gene, I think you're the only white man that will get a break.
I'm telling you. He's one of the only ones. You know how they treat us. Yeah, because, you know, we ain't right.
I'm about to buy Gene. I'm about to buy Gene one of the big hot dogs at the fair.
There you go.
Hey, be good.
Thank you, sir. Thank you
so much, and thanks for your interest in Jane Elkins. I think people should find out about Jane Elkins.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hello there. Good morning. Good. Listen, I want to recommend a book to y'all.
Okay.
Called The Democrats Hate America by Mark Levin.
Okay.
Read that book. It's very educational.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why is it educational? Why is it good?
Well, it's going to tell you a lot about the Democrats. I'm sorry to tell you.
So you think the Republicans are better?
I'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Well, thank you very much. 972-647-1893. We were talking about Jane Elkins before. And I think the important thing to remember about Jane Elkins is that nobody remembers her.
Yeah.
Nobody knows much of anything. But if you want to see the transcript for her trial, it's down to the Dallas Public Library. You can ask the librarian, and you can actually see it. It's handwritten. I think it's 3 pages or maybe 2.5.
Wow.
It's handwritten, and it says very clearly that she said nothing. Do you believe that somebody's on trial for her life? Somebody who already had the courage to kill a slave owner.
Yeah.
You think that she just sat there and said nothing?
And I got it. This guy that she killed did not own her.
No, she was rented.
She was rented to him because he had lost his wife.
Mm.
And the slave master down the road felt sorry for him, so she rented him, Jane Elkins, to help take care of his children.
Who was the slave owner?
I can't remember his name.
It was probably somebody named Elkins. There were a bunch of lawyers. There were a bunch of lawyers in Dallas at that time named Elkins.
Okay.
So I assume that one of them owned her. But they rented her out. This is something about slavery that you don't think about.
Yeah.
Because you think, well, the slaves worked themselves to death, but if it rained, maybe they got the day off. No, they didn't. They got rented out.
Yeah.
So if it was raining, they rented them out to somebody that's working them indoors or something. Yeah. So they were always working. The Confessions of Nat Turner is a very good book. Gives you a little bit of an idea what it must have been like. And actually, Nat Turner was treated better than other slaves.
Yeah.
He learned to read,
exactly.
For example. And very few slaves were allowed to learn to read. But what I didn't realize until I read some more recent books is that they also bred black people like cattle. They would bring a strong black man around just like a stud horse or a bull and breed, force the female slaves to have sex with him. 972-647-1893. It's incredible to think what they actually did to human beings right here in the city of Dallas, right here in this county. We're going to say a little bit about it because we're going to redo the trial of Jane Elkins, in which she gets to speak, and I want to shout out to the great Olinka Green, a dramatist par excellence. And when I told her that we had an idea about letting Jane Elkins speak, she said yes.
That's
now,
so
she
cool.
must be about the 100th black woman I've asked to do that. And she said yes right away.
That's pretty cool.
972-647-1893. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
All right. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to announce we got 2 more meetings for the Charter Review Commission.
Mm-hmm.
We got one I'm going to be this coming Tuesday, which is the 2nd of April. The next one's going to be Thursday, the 11th of April, and that should wrap us up.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody want to get in, it's best to go Tuesday because the Thursday on the 11th is when they're going to really be just going over what they've already been over.
Okay.
I see.
Anybody want to join these meetings or put in your input? Too late to put in an amendment, but if you can voice your opinion, you can speak whether you for something or against it because you got a lot of important stuff that the
just can you
through.
Can you attend online or is this you have to be there in person?
You can attend online, but I don't know. You have to call the city secretary or the
to sign up to speak. Yes,
call the city secretary to sign up to speak.
Right.
Okay. You don't have that number, do you?
You can actually do it online. Go to
there's several people be attending the meeting online.
Yeah, DallasCityHall.com, and you'll look for the charter review, you'll see where you can log on and register to speak. Did they finally let go of the trying to give the park board to the city council?
The last one they were trying to do was they wanted the park director to be appointed by the
City council
instead of the park board, and they won that.
They already got that.
So that's not going to happen, right?
No, that's not going
to
happen.
Yay! See, this is the kind of stuff that we have to be hollering about so that they don't mess it up.
So good citizens like you have won a victory there. Is that right?
I didn't win that victory. I was against it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Well, there's always two sides. Mm-hmm.
Right. The park board is its own park board, and I think that the director should be hired by the city council instead of the board,
mm-hmm.
because the board, in my opinion, the city park board is like its own, Highland Park. It's
mm-hmm.
it's his own government within the city.
Mm-hmm.
It has to, it does what he wants to do. So.
Okay, I want to ask you about something else. There's something called Forward Dallas. Mm-hmm. I just got a leaflet about it, and I don't really understand it. Although, since I live in Dallas, I always oppose everything that says developers. And this says Forward Dallas is a giant gift to developers. So what do you think of Forward Dallas, or have you heard of it?
I heard of Forward Dallas. I'm really not really that educated about it, but it's like they're supposed to go around and see the certain developments
mm-hmm.
in certain communities, and they like the big fight we had about the warehouse over on Wheatland.
Yep.
Well, Forward Dallas is supposed to come in there and, you know, get with the community and see do that fit for that community. If it don't fit, they supposed mm-hmm. to not recommend it. So
I know that in general, there's something called density. And the persons that I have heard speak out of this, including my own city councilman, are saying that density is a good thing, that we want to pack more people into Dallas any way we can get them. If we have to take away everybody's parking rights, then we're going to do it. If we have to take away the homes, the rights of homeowners to not have, for example, a bar sitting right next to their house, then we're going to do that, because that way we'll get more density. It's all about money and not about people.
That's who not lives here. The money don't live here. People live here.
Yeah, it would be good if they saw it that way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got one question for Bonnie, since y'all got a question. For me, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask Bonnie, what is her take on ranked choice voting?
Do you know about that one, Bonnie?
We've done it at the Dallas County Democratic Party. We did that when we elected Kristi Noble, and it only took 3 votes. I really have to do more research into that before I can speak intelligently on it.
Why don't you tell us what it is, brother?
Ranked choice voting is when you go, say you're going to vote for city council. I mm-hmm. can use that. So you have like 4 to 5 people you can vote for.
I see.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You vote the number 1 choice, the number 2, number 3, mm-hmm. number 4, and probably number 5.
Uh-huh.
You're voting in the order you, your selection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll take that and see how everybody else votes. So, like me and your number 1 choice might be different.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can wind up with a number 3 or a number 4 being.
Yeah. So instead of a tie, they go and start counting up them number 2 votes, right?
Right.
Right. Instead of having a runoff,
uh-huh.
their rationale is behind it is runoffs cost money. Well, my thing is,
mm-hmm.
It's not, elections are not built to save money.
No.
Mm-hmm. Elections are put in place for democracy.
That's right.
You start putting a price tag on it, and it's just like y'all talk about the governor. So look how many drop-off ballot boxes he removed. And
we have one in the county. Money. That's okay. It. One yes, in the well, county.
You got to hurry now. We got people waiting.
All right, I'm going.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Could you tell me who the name of the
I'm sorry, what?
Rank filing.
The what?
Rank filing. The person's name.
Oh, we don't give out stuff like that.
I don't know.
Well, the person's name. Well, can you tell me, are they representing a board or?
Who?
Organization?
That was Ike Stern, and he's on the Charter Commission review.
Oh.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, you're welcome.
972-647-1893, but you really got to hurry because we're running out of time.
We're running out of time. Okay, I want to remind everybody, May the 4th is Election Day for municipalities. Mm-hmm. There are 30 different municipalities, including Dallas, that are on the ballot, okay? Mm-hmm. You've got a bond election. You've got a couple of DISD trustees.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, and then all of the suburbs, 29 of the suburbs, 28 of the suburbs have got elections. Duncanville, the mayor, city council people. So pay attention. These are the people that touch your lives every single day. Okay?
The labor endorsements for the whole state are on the Texas AFL-CIO website.
Right. Those people won't be on this ballot.
Okay.
On May the 4th.
Okay, because there's still a runoff.
Right.
From the
May
primary.
The 28th is the runoff.
Okay, but the labor endorsements are on the Texas AFL-CIO page, and the Dallas endorsements from the Dallas labor movement are on the Dallas AFL-CIO website. Now, on this particular ballot coming up, it's the city council, and I mean, rather, it's the school district in Dallas.
Two of the school board seats.
And there was an endorsement. The teachers endorsed Ed Turner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the only endorsement we know of.
Right. And that's
from labor.
That's DISD. District 9.
Okay.
Yes. And that's South Dallas and some parts of the city.
We're not allowed to campaign, but we are allowed to announce.
Yes.
Okay. What else you got, Bonnie? Because we got
to
go.
I really, really, really want you guys to study what's coming out on this ballot so that you get out and vote. We have to get in the habit of voting because November's right around the corner, and we have May 28th. We have a runoff. There will be the sheriff's race is in a runoff, and two Republican races will be in the runoff. So stay tuned for more information. It's kind of crazy because there's all these elections happening and people are getting confused. Please don't get confused. Please vote. It's so important. Without your vote, you got no voice. No. What do you think, Gene?
Say goodbye, Gene. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Gene. Goodbye, Bonnie.
All right. Good night, Gene, and good night, Bob.